Hello.
Hello, is there a Vistula Heyman? I'm calling from National Opinion Service. I am not selling anything. I am conducting an opinion survey to gather information about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random, and your interview answers are confidential. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
No, okay. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Okay. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race, please?
Black male.
Black? Okay. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president and Congress? You will definitely vote, probably vote. Are the chances 50-50, or you will probably not vote?
Definitely vote.
Definitely vote. Okay. May I ask for your age?
77.
77? Okay. Thank you so much for answering. I would like to say that the upcoming 2024 presidential and congressional elections are more important than previous elections. Less important or about the same?
More important.
More important? Okay.
Yes.
Somewhat more important or much more important?
Much more important.
Much more. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Democrat. Okay. Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or a not very strong Democrat?
I guess a strong Democrat.
Strong Democrat. Thank you so much for answering.
I don't agree with everything going on there, though.
I'm happy to know about your opinion. With that in mind, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president? Do you strongly approve? Somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Approve.
Approve? Somewhat approve?
Yes.
Okay. Thinking about the direction the country is heading in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Very dissatisfied. And generally speaking, would you say your personal economic situation is getting better, is staying about the same, or getting worse?
Well, I guess it's up and down.
So staying the same, or getting better, or getting worse? Generally speaking.
It's not getting no worse.
Okay.
This is about the same. I would have to say about the same.
Okay. I would like to reach what some others have said they believe are threats to the African American community. Which of the following do you believe to be the biggest threat to the African American community right now? You may choose up to two. First one. Donald Trump getting elected and president again. Second, the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms. Third, rising crime and violence. Fourth, a lack of greater economic opportunities and jobs in your community. Fifth, cuts to the social safety net like Social Security. Sixth, the rise of white supremacy in nationalism. Next one, the stagnant wages and raising costs, and by last, the lack of quality education opportunities.
The first two, because if they're correct, the first two, that would help a lot of the other one that you named.
Okay. Thank you for the answer. Just a few more questions. I'd like to read your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100. 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you won't feel very cold and unfavorable. 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may choose any number between 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. Let's go with the first one. What do you feel? How do you feel about the Democrats in Congress?
About 70, I guess.
7 or 70? 70.
70.
70. Okay. What about Project 2025?
I don't know what that is.
Okay. No worries then. Your feelings about Joe Biden?
I give him a 90.
90? About Donald Trump?
A 40.
40. We have also Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
I'm not sure about him. I don't know. I wouldn't.
No opinion? Okay. That's totally okay. What are your feelings towards Kamala Harris?
I guess about an 8, about 90.
90?
Yes.
Okay. And what about Jill Stein?
I don't know that much about Jill Stein, so I wouldn't want to rate him.
Okay. Your feelings to J.D. Vance?
I don't know that much about him.
Okay. And by last, what are your feelings towards the Republicans in Congress?
I'm not a guess all Republicans, but about a 50.
50? Okay.
Yeah.
This helps a lot. I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Independent Cornel West, Democrat Kamala Harris, and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote? If you're undecided, please say so.
Give me those names again.
Sure. Green Party candidate is Jill Stein. Independent, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Independent, Cornel West. Democrat, Kamala Harris. And by last, Republican, Donald Trump. If you're undecided, just tell me, okay?
There were the names I don't understand. Who's Kamala Harris?
Kamala Harris is the Democrat that is aiming to be the next president. And he's against the campaign with Jill Stein, Donald Trump, and Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
All right, Kamala Harris.
Kamala Harris? Okay. Yes. Have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about Vice President Harris and what she's doing?
Yes.
Yes some, or yes a lot? Or only a little bit?
A lot, a lot.
A lot. Okay. And has what you have read, seen, or heard recently about the Vice President Harris made you more or less favorable towards her? You can be much favorable, somewhat more favorable, favorable, somewhat less favorable, much less favorable.
More favorable her.
Much. Okay. I'm going to read a few statements that some people have made about Kamala Harris. Please. Rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means the statement is a very convincing reason to vote for her, 5 means the somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means that it's not convincing at all, it's not a good reason to support her for president. The first one says, Kamala Harris understands that the fight for abortion rights is about freedom. It's about our ability to make decisions about our own bodies, and not have the government tell us what we can and we can't do. As president, she will fight to restore women's access to birth control, fertility services, and abortion access in every state. That is not all convincing, somewhat convincing, or very convincing.
Very convincing.
Very convincing. Okay. in talking about your community, African Americans are disproportionately affected by the effects of climate change, or Republicans continue to deny the existence of climate change. Kamala Harris has been at the forefront of fighting for environmental justice. She created one of the nation's first environmental justice units to fight polluters who were unfairly dumping waste in communities of color. She was an early co-sponsor of the Green New Deal, which sought to transition America to clean energy and create more clean energy jobs in America. Harris understands that the way that we have a responsibility to both protect our communities and to help leave the planet better for the next generations. From 0 to 10, how convincing is it for you?
10.
10?
I'm a 77 person.
Okay.
I
both
must
of... Beg your pardon?
I said, I'm a 77-year-old person. I don't understand climate control that much, but I do know we have to do something about it. I know that's
very important. Your opinion. I do want to thank you for being this open to me. That's why this service is so important, so we can know the opinion of the public. There's one more. Both of Kamala Harris' parents were active in the civil rights movement, and they instilled her in the commitment to fight for the rights of all people. As a prosecutor, Harris fought to change the criminal justice system and to help the most vulnerable. As a district attorney, Harris fought to end the human trafficking and sex trafficking and deprioritize marijuana arrests. Her policy was to reduce or even refuse to bring charges against people accused of non-violent marijuana cases. And under Harris, the number of people sent to prison for weed dropped. How convincing is that? From 0 to 10.
I have to give her maybe a 9 there because that is something, well, none of us are perfect, so.
Okay. In these elections, we're facing the question, what kind of country do we want to live in? Donald Trump winning will mean a country ruled by chaos, fear, and hate. He has spent his entire first presidency dividing us and breaking the law to pursue his own selfish interests. Kamala Harris winning will mean turning back the politics of hate and the vision for freedom and the chance for unity. We need a sane and unified president like Harris, who has dedicated her life to fighting for our rights, and will work to bring this country together. From 0 to 10, how would you rate that?
Yeah.
A 10?
A 10.
A 10? Okay. Yeah. Now, let me ask. Sorry for being redundant, but now, if the election for president were held today, and the candidates were Green Party candidate Jill Stein, again, independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., independent Cornel West, Democrat Kamala Harris, and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote?
Kamala Harris.
Kamala Harris. Okay. And let me ask, now that we have talked a little bit about the elections, would you say that the upcoming 2024 presidential and congressional elections are more important than previous elections? Less important, or about the same?
More important.
Much more important or somewhat more important?
Much more important.
Much more. How often do you receive information about the world and politics from social media? Very often, often, not often, or not at all? From social media, remember.
Very often.
Very often. Okay. And from which of the following social media sites do you receive the most information? TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, now X, maybe others?
None of those that CNN, Spectrum, and what's the other one? I call it Trump Station. But I like to get all the information and decide for myself.
Okay. So you you receive information from where the politics, from the TV, not from social media then, from the news. Okay. Okay.
And I hear other people talk, you know, I hear about other people that's talking too, but I take everything in, just talk to myself, you know. I know right now.
So long as you receive information, that's okay. Switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for aesthetical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? First to 11th grade, high school graduate?
Graduate high school.
High school graduate. Congratulations. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
With it.
Divorced?
With it.
Widowed. Oh, sorry for the lost. Just a few more questions. We're almost done. Do you have any children 18 years of age and younger living in your household?
No.
No. Okay. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
I never looked at myself that way. Liberal, I guess.
Liberal. Very or somewhat liberal?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Okay. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month, several times a year, or hardly ever or never?
Well, not hardly ever because I'm not driving.
Okay. So, hardly ever?
Yeah.
Okay. And thinking about the neighborhood you live in, would you say nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any or none of your neighbors are white?
There's five, before I live at the five, homes out here, we live in an apartment complex. So there's three white and two black. No, two white, one, two blacks and one African. So I guess they'll be considered
two whites,
black,
one African.
Mm.
Okay. So that will be about half then, including you.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, two and two. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
What is suburban?
Suburban. Okay. Where one... Yeah, tell me, sorry.
I'm lost with that question.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the question is, how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
Suburban. Okay. Were one or more of your grandparents born outside of the United States?
No.
No. What about your parents?
No.
Okay. Were you born outside of the United States?
No.
Okay. And last question. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ+ community?
Do I identify with them?
Mm-hmm. Yes, as a member of them.
Oh, no.
No. Okay. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. I do want to thank you for being this kindly with me on the phone, and I really wish you to have a very good weekend. Thank you again, okay? Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.